Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Quick turnaround for us. That 26-hour marathon was a rousing success, and I'm going to just start off with a quick thank you to everybody who supported us and donated money and stopped by and said hello. But I'm not going to waste time with a lot of pleasantries and salutations. Malzi's not here. Donnie is back as well after doing a lot of overnight work last night, because we have the Aaron Rodgers story. And I was just explaining this to somebody today on the phone, that for a lot of us, we've talked about this for 3 months. It feels like it's gone on forever, because it has. If you are in the soup like I am, you're in the fishbowl, you have a job to do every day where you talk about Pittsburgh sports for 4 hours, it is Aaron Rodgers all the time, or it's felt like that to a lot of people. But now that we have him signing, what happens is tons of more casual fans come for the conversation, because we have, it's a gigantic story. It's the biggest story in sports right now. With apologies to what the Pacers did last night, just sports in general, the NFL is way bigger than the NBA and all the other sports really combined. And one of the biggest names in the NFL, a four-time MVP, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. And he comes with all his baggage, controversy, criticism, and all of that. So, yes, we need to keep the conversation going. And for some people, it's not a continuation. It's the first time they're hearing our opinions and the first time they're ready to register their opinions on this topic. So I just saw a graphic on Fox Sports 1 that said, what are the expectations in Pittsburgh now that Aaron Rodgers has signed? What are the expectations for the Steelers now that Aaron Rodgers is there? Aaron Rodgers is, I think, literally here right now. Everything that's been reported from the Adam Schefters and Ian Rappaport is that now, for the first time, without the cloak of secrecy hanging over him, no rented Chevy Malibus, no incognito, no reports of him being in the strip district or contacting Nevillewood to play golf there. It's now out in the open. Everything's transparent. Everything's now widely known. He's coming here to play football. And FS1 just had the graphic up. What are your expectations for Aaron Rodgers there in Pittsburgh? My expectations are super low. I think the Steelers are going to be mediocre again. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a bad quarterback here. And the odds makers generally agree with me. The AFC North odds for the Steelers to win the division, to compete with the Bengals and Ravens, they didn't change. They were 5-1 before Rodgers signed. They're 5-1 now. These are people whose entire lives depend on being right about sports. They don't think Aaron Rodgers makes a difference at all. And the one thing I want to say, because I don't think this is really been said enough. And I'll open up the phone lines right now. Donnie's here, 412-928-9370. We might even sneak in one of your calls before this segment is over because I want to get the ball rolling on Aaron Rodgers' reaction, because with all the great work we were doing yesterday, we haven't really given people a sounding board to voice their opinion now that the deal is done and the ink is on the paper, presumably. I want to make sure people don't misunderstand me. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has been a good quarterback for a long time. And I don't just blame the Achilles injury. That gets brought up a lot. We have his apologists and defenders who say, well, an extra year removed from the Achilles thing, and he's going to look like a different quarterback this year. Go look at Aaron Rodgers last year in Green Bay. Oh, you don't feel like it? I'll do it for you. The last season he played with the Packers, this is at 39 years old, he had an 8-9 record. He had a losing record as a quarterback, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That's 26th in QBR and 17th in passer rating. By objective measures, he wasn't good. He was below average in metrics. He threw 12 interceptions, which is a ton for Aaron Rodgers. He had a losing record. They needed to win a game at home against Detroit before Detroit was great. The last week of the playoffs, he played like crap. The very next year, Jordan Love steps in, first year as starter, and gets Green Bay to the playoffs. So it's not like he was on a bad team. They've went to the playoffs and they won a playoff game in Love's first year as a quarterback there. So that's 2022. Aaron Rodgers has not been a good quarterback. He was a great quarterback in 2021. He fell off a cliff. And you know what? That happens. That's called naturally aging. Not everybody, sorry Barry Bonds, because you should be in the Hall of Fame. Not everybody is Barry Bonds who starts taking the cream and the clear to hit 70 home runs when they're 39 years old. Aaron Rodgers is doing different things. He ain't taking steroids. He's taking ayahuasca. He's going on these therapeutic vomiting sessions. That's what he's doing instead. Guys, he lost to the Steelers 37-15 here last year. His record since his last MVP award is 13-21. Russell Wilson's record in the same time span is 13-13. Russell Wilson's last year in Denver, he threw 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. He was better in Denver his last season than Aaron Rodgers was in New York last year. And we got Russell Wilson for the vet minimum. Now, not that Rodgers is making a lot of money, but Wilson's last year in Denver was better than Rodgers last year in New York. So I think they're getting a quarterback who should be retired. He is an all-time great. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is in the top 10 all-time of quarterbacks in the NFL. All of those things are in the past. All of those things are very much in the rearview mirror. When he played good teams last year, playoff teams, Aaron Rodgers, he was 1-5 with 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's not a guy you're going to win with. So I'm ready to get some of your thoughts here at 412-928-9370. Donnie, I did not get to hear all of your Aaron Rodgers takes last night, so I'll give you the floor here to make a quick comment on the deal now that it's official.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all waiting for the inevitable to happen here. I would have been, at this point, pretty stunned if it didn't. But for me, I'm not going to go quite as far as you where I say it's going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season, because I see the floor as 9-8, but the way that they've been the last few years, it is similar.
What's the ceiling?
I think the ceiling at the absolute best, everything goes their way. Aaron Rodgers turns back the clock a little bit. He doesn't get hurt. He doesn't miss significant time. I think their absolute best case is they win 11 games and maybe a playoff win if they end up drawing the team that wins the AFC South. Because I don't think they'd win a playoff game in Baltimore. I don't think they'd win a game in Kansas City. I don't think they'd win a game in Buffalo.
They're not better than Cincinnati right now. Look at when the two teams played in Week 18, and I know the Bengals' defense has issues, but their quarterback and their offense is just that much better than anything the Steelers have. The Steelers' defense can't stop the Bengals' offense when Burrow is in fine form, and he's got T. Higgins back there too. So your defense is not going to stand up. The Steelers' defense doesn't stand up in big games, which is part of the problem here. Peyton Manning went to Denver and won a Super Bowl, even though he sucked ass at the end of his career with 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, because his defense in Von Miller looked like an early 70s Steelers defense. That ain't the case here. Well, he had a bad offensive line in New York. Well, what do we got, folks? Broderick Jones at left tackle. Let's hope and pray. Troy Fautanu at right tackle. Fingers crossed coming off an injury. A day 3 pick at right guard. A center who's really good. That's encouraging. And a left guard who was good, but let's face it, is also on the downside of his career. Doesn't exactly scream 1995 Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Screams more like 2008 Steelers offensive line, although I do think it'll be better than that. He's just not a good quarterback anymore, folks. And everything says that. It's staring you right in the face. So I'll talk to any Steelers fan about Aaron Rodgers today. I'm most interested, though, in talking to the people who actually believe that Rodgers is going to play well here and prove to everybody that he still got it and still looks like an elite quarterback. The NFL has been around since the 1930s. Okay, it's been around forever. The Steelers came about actually been around longer than that. The Steelers were founded in 1933. The NFL's been around now, I think, for 105 years. There is literally only one 41-year-old quarterback or older who's produced a winning record as an NFL quarterback, and that's Tom Brady. One! So you are asking Aaron Rodgers to be the ultimate exception to the rule. When everybody else, all the other great quarterbacks who have come before him, have either tried to play at 41 and haven't played well, or they knew enough to be done with it. That's where we're at. 412-928-9370. Let's start with Jay. He's on the fan. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Pony. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, love the show. I agree with Donnie. I think the ceiling is at probably 11 wins, and if we get match up with the AFC South. If you remember last year, we were a Russell Wilson drive away against Cincinnati. If we would have won that game, we would have went and played Houston in the first round. I don't know if we would have won, but we would have had a better shot than going down to Baltimore. I just think if we have A-Rod, it's a similar situation. I think we
Aaron Rodgers isn't better than Russell Wilson right now.
Stats say otherwise. The stats last year were better.
What do you mean the stats are better?
He had 28 touchdowns last year.
Okay, Sam Darnold had 35. Do you think Sam Darnold's a good quarterback?
Yeah, I do.
You do? So you'd rather have Sam Darnold right now than Aaron Rodgers?
I'd probably put them on the same plane, yeah.
What do you mean? One guy had 7 more than the other guy. That means he's much better by your touchdown argument.
If same argument, the MVP last year had 28 touchdowns.
You think that Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen are equal?
No, but that's what I'm...
If you just... Hold on a second, though. If you just go by touchdowns, then they should have never gotten rid of Russell Wilson, because 2 years ago, Russell Wilson had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. So by just the quarterback stat, he was really good then, right?
At that point. So at that, when they signed him last year, I thought that was a good signing. And I still do. I think that was a good signing for what they signed
him
for.
They lost 5 in a row and they benched a guy who was 4-2 for him.
Right. So my point is going into that game in Cincinnati, they had a chance to go. And if he makes that drive, that game-winning drive, which he blew...
And if Bill Buckner doesn't let a ball go through his legs, the Red Sox win the World Series. I mean, who cares about that?
But our team is still the same team, if not better, with a better quarterback. You're saying that they're not going to go into Houston?
The Houston Texans have won playoff games the last 2 years. Did you watch the Eagles, Chiefs, and Ravens games? You actually think they're close?
Not to that. No, I don't. But I think to winning a playoff game, yes.
So then how did Aaron Rodgers go 5-12 last year?
They fired their coach mid-season.
So how did he go 8-9 in Green Bay before his injury then?
You're talking about Mike Tomlin. You're talking about things that never happened. 41-year quarterback. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
Great. So you want to make the argument that Tomlin's a good coach?
that's another thing that's never happened.
So wait, you think Mike Tomlin's a great coach?
I do, yeah.
Okay, you're out of your mind. Thank you.
First down and goal. Jets looking for the end zone. Rodgers looking for 500. He's got it to Tyler Conklin. Aaron Rodgers with his 500th career touchdown in what could be his last game.
And it's not. He's going to come to the Steelers. A humongous accomplishment. Props to Aaron Rodgers on an amazing career, but he's toast. And he's not going to do anything with the Steelers. That's my opinion. What's yours? 412-928-9370. That's also the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Cabali thinks the Steelers will win the AFC North with Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to stop by in a half hour. Let's go to Daryl in Houston. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Andrew. Long time no talk, man. Good to hear from you.
You too.
You get no arguments from me. I'm right there with you. I mean, we had the same discussions about Russell Wilson last year. They start talking about red zone touchdown, how he beat Josh Allen down the stretch, yada, yada, yada. It's wash, rinse, and repeat. And what you pointed out is to me, why everybody, no one is even considering what you just pointed out with his play in Green Bay prior to going to the Jets. It's like we are still doing the same thing because you know why? We got a dumpster dive because we can't.
The last five games of that season, they had to get hot to make the playoffs. He threw 7 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, and they finished 8-9. That's not good quarterback play, and that was before the Achilles.
It's exactly that, and this is not going to end well because you're not going to be able to suppress Aaron Rodgers like you suppressed Russell Wilson against Cincinnati. You're not going to say, hey, you don't throw the ball. We're just going to hand off to you. That's not going to happen. He's going to wing it around. I don't think he completes the whole year, not because he gets injured. I think it's going to be he's going to become a hostage at some point.
Oh, I don't think Tomlin has the balls. And thank you, Daryl. We got more people to get to, or if we didn't, we'd keep talking. I don't think he's got the balls to bench him. Just like Tomlin didn't want to go back to Justin Fields because of handshake deals and promises, he ain't going to bench an automatic Hall of Famer for Mason Rudolph or Will Howard, no matter how bad it gets. Here is Lee next. Hello, Lee.
Hey, yeah, I disagree, man. I got him winning at least 11 games, possibly 12. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm looking at their first 5 games, and I'm looking at the quarterbacks. Do I feel better about Rodgers going against Justin? I do. Do I feel better against Rodgers going against Sam Darnold at the home opener? I do. Do I feel better? That Patriot game could be tricky, but I like Rodgers over Drake May at this point. I like Rodgers over J.J. McCarthy at this point. I like Rodgers over the Browns in your first 5 games at this point. So, I mean, you don't have Philly on the schedule. You don't have Buffalo on the schedule. You don't have the Chiefs on the schedule. So this whole murderous road, they don't have a murderous road this year. So I do believe you could squeeze out 11 games.
So that's the golden ticket for you. You get to 11 wins. It's mission accomplished. Job well done.
No, I want you to just get into the tournament. Anything can happen. Washington.
Well, then why doesn't it happen? Why doesn't it happen for them? They get into the tournament every year and they don't do anything with it.
Washington went to the NFC Championship.
Right, they got an all-time. They got a potentially great quarterback.
It's a rookie quarterback. Nobody expected him to do that.
Okay, but then he did it. Nobody expected Ben to start 15-0, but he did it. Okay, so obviously expectations change.
Okay, it happened. So what I'm saying is,
so you think a 41-year-old quarterback should come with those expectations? You're high. If you think that.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. What are you talking about?
So is Ben Roethlisberger. Let's bring him out of retirement. Who cares?
Ben Roethlisberger is not even on the same planet as Aaron Rodgers. So let's not even do that, man.
Okay, that's very disrespectful to Ben, first of all. You're right.
I love Ben, he's not in the same category as Aaron Rodgers.
He absolutely is. Aaron Rodgers is better.
He's nowhere near.
That's one of the most disrespectful things I've ever heard about a two-time Super Bowl. No, you don't. You clearly don't.
You're nuts.
They're absolutely in the same class. You know why?
They're not in the
yes,
same
they are.
Class.
Here's
that
why.
Nobody will ever
you're
put
nuts.
Him in the same class as Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
about?
You know who will? The Hall of Fame voters, because they're both going to wait exactly 5 years and then go to the Hall
jacket.
Of Fame.
I'm talking about numbers and stats. He's not.
That's
the same
category.
The same
if they're both only waiting, if they're both first ballot Hall of Famers, that is
he's
the most elite
in the same category. You're not going to. You don't put Ben and Peyton Manning and Drew and Tom Brady in the same category. You don't. Just because they're about to have gold jackets, you don't put them in the same category.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't put Aaron Rodgers in the same category as Tom Brady by that logic, because one guy's got 7 rings and the other guy's got 1.
I agree with you on that. All I'm saying is I believe they can get to 11 wins, and when you get to the playoffs, anything's going to happen.
Let me ask you a quick question here. Who has a better offense on paper, the Jets last year or the Steelers right now?
I would lean the Jets because
exactly, and they went 5-12.
Okay, let me answer that. I would lean the Jets because their skill position, but their offensive line was horrible.
And what's our offensive line?
We don't know. You got.
I'm asking you what you think it is. I'm letting you talk. I haven't hung up on you yet. You're still here.
You got a good center. You got two possible left tackles and a right tackle. You got your center pieces.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they're going to be next year, but they could be awesome.
The Jets' offensive line had a Hall of Fame offensive tackle and two first-round picks, and that wasn't good enough to protect Aaron Rodgers. So
no,
we'll see.
Everybody can agree the Jets' offensive line was terrible.
I'm saying it was, but it came with two first-round picks and a Hall of Famer, and it still wasn't good. We've got one guy on the offensive line, and thank you, Lee, who's I think really good right now, and that's Zach Frazier, and that is something. That's an important position. Look at Pouncey and Mike Webster and Dermonti Dawson. But come on now. I'm getting aggravated. Sorry.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About winning here and believing you guys can win and you being happy here and enjoying your time in Pittsburgh. I know you've said versions of it before, but how do you look at the Pirates, the ability to win here, what this city can do, what it can mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock into losing games by one run. It's still a loss. You know, it still shows up as 0-1. You look at the roster, you look at the makeup of our team, and you look at some teams that are similar to us in years prior. We're losing a fair amount of games last year and this year by one run, which, you know, is just, hey, we're not doing enough to pull these games out. We're close. I really believe that. There's going to be some changes that have to happen for us to pull out those games, but you start winning 2, 3, 4, 5 one-run games, you know, in a 2-week span, the records start showing up a little bit different. Who knows? You know, come July, we're buyers, not sellers. And
all right, Paul Skeens, that was really cool from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Donnie got to take part in that interview. It was amazing that we were able to get him on. One, number two, made a donation. Number three, also donated some autographed baseballs, which went for huge numbers. And obviously, those are just so in demand right now because everything Paul Skeens is red hot and scorching hot now that he's pitching his face off again. He's going to get a chance to get revenge on the Phillies Sunday when he pitches against them after that complete game that he lost his first of his career, his only complete game of his career against them when the Pirates offense was nowhere to be found. And we're going to get back to Rodgers' calls in a second, and then Mark Caballi is going to join and try to convince me and tell me why he honestly believes the Steelers are going to win the AFC North with Aaron Rodgers. And I will not accept as an answer because I work for Pat McAfee and Pat does a show with Aaron Rodgers, because my head is telling me that's why Mark is believing that and saying that. I can't think of another reason why he would. Paul said a lot about why he wanted to donate and get involved with our Fan 5 Alarm event, and then Jason got him talking Pirates baseball. And that last clip on the state of the Pirates, we're close, I really believe that. When Paul Skeens believes in something, I want to believe with him. But Donnie, this is the rare time where even the rhetoric and the words of Paul Skeens do not have me convinced. I do not think they're close. I want to believe that they're close. I want to think that they can get there, but I just don't see it. They have, it's like my dad was one of these guys that would start projects and never finish them. My sister was in town earlier in the week. We had an addition on our house where one room got finished and the upstairs like never did. And that's the Pirates. Okay, you've got the pitching part down, kind of, sort of. It's looking good. You're hitting blows. And like that's half the battle here. You can't win every game 2-1, as we've seen this year. And he referenced that with all these close one-run games. Yes, because your offense is putrid. So the pitching might be top 10 eventually. The offense is bottom 5. And I see a long way to get that offense from bottom 5 to just average.
Yeah, they're way back. Unfortunately, as much as I wish it would just be the easy fix of spending a little bit more, their best way back is all of the pitching or most of the pitching being legit and the offense playing well above expectation, like being the surprise team in baseball, not being some team that's actually putting a lot of money into its offensive product. Like it has to be the team that, man, Key Brian Hayes all of a sudden comes out of nowhere. Man, the old man veteran outfielder that they signed comes out of nowhere and is having a great year. They need to be like that team. I don't know. I almost think of like the Rays in 2008 when they made that run to the World Series.
I know, but dude, like look at that team, though. Well, they were young guys. They were stacked.
I know, but like they were just one of those teams, and there's been a million examples across baseball, but it's just the first one I thought of. Like one of those teams that always finds some way to win, some wacky way to win, they do it. They stack a bunch of wins, a team that is either young or in general not that good, but they find ways to get it done. That's what they would need to do.
Ben Cherington's big move in the offseason was the Spencer Horwitz trade. And let me say, first of all, Luis Ortiz is not, as Malzi likes to say, bathed himself in glory with Cleveland. Horwitz off to a brutal start, 18 games. Small sample size still, I get it, but hey, if Ben wants to save his job, he needs Spencer Horwitz to hit. He's .226, .294 on base, .617 OPS, and he sits against lefties. If the offense stinks and that guy doesn't get going, he probably will get fired, and he should have been fired a long time ago. 412-928-9370. In just a matter of moments, Mark Cabali will be here, and he'll try to tell me why the Steelers are going to win the AFC North with Aaron Rodgers. Let's get Steven in Ligonier's take. Hello, Steven.
Hello. Hey, I was going to make a comment about Rodgers, but after that last deal you had arguing on there, I wanted to say about the Brady and Roethlisberger and Rodgers. Brady would have never made the team with Roethlisberger because when you beat Brady, it was pressure. That's all Ben had in his career was pressure. And Brady had protection. So when you put down wins and losses and team you're playing with.
I'm sorry, Steven. Is this your way of saying you think Ben Roethlisberger was a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
I'm saying that he definitely, if Tom Brady and Roethlisberger played in their prime on the same team, he would have beat out Brady because
you're
he
wrong
made
about that.
Happen.
You are absolutely wrong about that. Yes. Yeah.
I don't see how I'm wrong. Brady never had pressure.
Brady never had pressure in his entire career. He played.
I'm talking about 12 years ago or so. I'm talking about
Steven,
when Roethlisberger got off the ground.
Steven, he had the longest career of any quarterback and any player in NFL history. He won 7 championships. I mean, you're calling in to tell me that if Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady tried out for the same team in their prime, Ben would beat him out? That's your point?
I'm saying that's exactly what happened.
Well, I'm saying you're absolutely wrong, and I want you to call back again because I'd like to also find out what other maybe possibly hallucinogenic inspired thoughts you have on football. Yes, Ben, like athletically, he was a first-round pick. Brady was a sixth-round pick. So in that regard, he was probably made of better stock. He had more God-given gifts. Ben would not even agree with that call. I've talked to him. He puts Brady on the highest of highs, as you should. He asked for an autographed Tom Brady jersey before a Steelers-Patriots game. Ben's own family doesn't think he was better than Brady. How is a conversation about Aaron Rodgers turned into, let me call into Pony's show and say, I think Ben would have beaten him out for a job. Did we all start sniffing glue before today's show? 412-928-9370. Kabali's going to join us next. He thinks the Steelers are going to win the AFC North with Aaron Rodgers. I think he's sniffing Elmer's glue. I don't know why I gave Elmer's a pop. That's the first brand of glue I could think of with that old cow on it. Do you remember that from grade school, Donnie? That cow logo on the Elmer's glue jar? Was it because the glue was made from cows? Or was it the cow like throwing shade at the horses who were made to make the glue, the way that the cow for Chick-fil-A makes fun of the chickens that are being eaten?
Yeah, I guess that's something I never researched, because all you ever hear when a horse gets hurt,
he's going to the glue factory. Yeah.
I mean,
the
cow
on
to cows too?
I think the cow was on there to spite the horse. Like, hey, horse, I'm still kicking. You're in this jar right now, buddy.
I mean, it can't happen to the cow because the cow is used for
other things.
Multiple things
right.
that we consume.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.